Okay, well, I want to thank you, Jasper, for sharing how we can trust God's Word. We can trust what the Bible has for us, and it'll give us direction in life. And what I was wanting to share on today was trusting and obeying God. I'm not sure how this is all going to turn out, but I'm going to need maybe a couple volunteers to help me. First, I want to ask, who all trusts me? You guys trust me? Can I see a raise of hands? Yeah? Can we raise them a little higher so I like... Okay, well, how about your brothers and sisters and your parents? They trust me? Huh? Oh, yeah, we got quite a few hands. Not everybody, but yeah, we got a few hands up there. Okay, well, the Bible tells us that we can trust God no matter what. Sometimes I could be at a store and I feel the Lord prompting me, hey, go talk to this person or that person that I see. But it's like, I'm in a hurry. I need to go. You know, I don't know. Do I have time? And I find excuses not to. And that, and if I don't act upon what the Lord prompts me in my heart, that moment will be gone forever, and I can't ever, you know, go back there and do it again, because I probably never see that person again. So we need to trust and obey God. So I want to do a kind of an object lesson here, and I'm not exactly sure how this is going to turn out. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I'm so thankful that people trust me, and I'm gonna see. Titus, do you trust me? Huh? Sometimes. Okay. Why don't you come up here? I'm gonna see how good you trust me. And I'm really thankful that you trust me. Okay. Josiah, you want to bring that in here? Okay, I want to put this here. No water fight. I'm just going to put that there and think. I'm going to have you put your hand right here, okay? So everybody can see it. Okay, so this is what I use. No, keep your hand there. This is what I use to change tires when the bead is sealed around the rim. I mean, I will just wail on it, and sometimes I have to use this side to hit right where the rim is at, or real close to the rim to pop that seal around that, to pop that bead. This is what they call that. And since Titus trusts me, I'm going to just swing all that I have. Josiah, you want to stay close here just in case we might need some bandages or something? So just, I think it'll be okay. But I'm really thankful that Titus is trusting me, and I'm going to swing as hard as I can, and he'll be okay. You know, he might lose a finger or so, but he'll be fine. Now, would that be wise for him to do that? No. But he can trust me, right? Well, in Jeremiah, it tells us in 17, verse 5, it says, "Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh in his arm, in whose heart departeth from God." So, it's like he's saying, God says, cursed is the one that trusts in man and draws his strength from man. So when we trust only in man, not in God, there's a lot of damage that can happen. So you probably wouldn't let me just swing full force, would you? Okay, yeah. So that's wise, you know. So now you can go ahead and go back to your seat, Titus. Thank you. So that would just be all just pure foolishness if Titus would just allow me to do that. But we can trust God. And I was thinking of, I have one more lesson here to do. Maybe Lucas, if you would want to. Now that was an analogy of trusting in God. Now this is an analogy of that with this sledgehammer here, that was an analogy of trusting in man. Okay? That's when we put our trust in man. It ends up in a disaster. But if we put our trust in God, that's a little different. Sometimes we don't know how it'll all work out, but we know that it will be okay no matter what becomes of it. No matter what, we can trust him. Okay, I want to have you hold these two cups. Kind of hold them up here, like so everybody can see. Kind of above your, there, yeah, just like that. So I'm going to put a little bit of water in each one here. And that's probably enough, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to set that back there. So everybody's seen that I put water in those. So I'm going to ask him after a bit here that if he really trusts God or if he trusts man, who do you trust? God. Okay. So this is an example of God. And I'm going to have him do something for me. And I'm going to see here. Yeah, they're about the same. So, okay, I'm going to hold this cup, okay? And I want to have you go like this and pour it across your head. Are you willing to do that? Maybe we should get another towel here, but I think it'll be okay. No, you're going to trust in God, okay? Are you sure about this? Well, okay, now here's a plain example. When God prompts us to do something, we hesitate. Why? God says, do it. He didn't say hesitate. If we hesitate, you know what that is? That's doubt. We put doubt in God. God can't do whatever you feel that he's prompting us to do. It's like, nope, I doubt that. When we hesitate, think about that. So, will you trust me or trust God? You sure? Okay. Go ahead and pour that. Just maybe slow at first. Just, okay, go ahead, just in case it doesn't work out. I thought about getting a girl up here to do it, but then they would have a lot to, well, hang on. Okay. Turn it the other way now. So, you guys all seen that I poured water in there, right? What happened? That's what happens. We don't know what will take place, but we think, oh no, there's a disaster coming. But we trust God. Thank you, Lucas. We trust God, and it works out. Okay? Remember, not to put our faith in man, but our faith needs to be in God. And I want to read you a story of Abraham that I'll just start reading here. It says, Abraham's faith tested. This is in Genesis 22, I believe. I didn't write the reference down. But it's this New Living Translation. And I'm just going to read it here. And this is what it looked like when Abraham trusted God. Okay. Thank you, Lucas, for participating there. It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, Here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son, Isaac. Then he chopped wood for the fire for a burnt offering and set out for a place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told the servants. The boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we will come right back. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulder, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. We have fire and the wood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, Abraham answered. They both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told Abraham to go, Abraham built an altar, arranged the wood on it, then tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up a knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Abraham replied, here am I. Don't lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Do not hurt him in any way, for I know that you truly fear God. And you have not withheld from me even your son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by his horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in the place of his son. So we can read that Abraham trusted God and he didn't doubt. He said, as we started reading here, he said, go and take your son as a burnt offering. And I will show you. Doesn't say Abraham said, God, he's my only son. No, it doesn't say that. It says, the next morning, Abraham woke and he went. He just obeyed. And then when the servants asked, Abraham said, stay here with the donkey and we'll be right back. It says, we will be back. So they were saying he was trusting God. He will take care of this. He don't know how. But he said, we will be back. Okay. And then he told his son, God will provide a burnt offering. He said, God will do it. Abraham trusted God. And that's what God wants us to do to him. And I was thinking of also obeying. We as children need to obey our parents, because the Bible says it's good for us to do those things. It's good. And then we could have long life, it says. And I was thinking also of the thief on the cross. There's two thieves on the cross. And the one thief was telling Jesus, hey, he was agreeing right with the crowd. He said, hey, you are up here. Get yourself down. And the thief was saying those things too. And the other thief says, don't you know that we deserve this? But you can see that, these are my own words, but he said, you can see this man didn't do anything. And what was the result of that then? What happened to that thief? He went to heaven. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. You know, so let's trust and obey God. So let's have a word of prayer here, and then you guys can go back to your seats. Let's pray. Eternal Father, Lord, as we come before you at this time, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for a blessing of just coming to church and listening to your word, Lord. Help us to trust and obey you, Lord. Lord, we know our faith is weak at times, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you would just be with the children here today. Help them to understand these things. Not that we done some just an object lesson here, but we can take the moral of these stories and apply them to our lives, Lord. So again, Lord, we want to thank you. Lord, we do want to lift up Brother John to you as he brings the word to you, brings the word to us, Lord. Just ask that you would bless him, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So go to your seats. Thank you.